Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to 10 Minutes of Daily Prayer with Diane Lenning. This is Diane Lenning, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. We will begin shortly. Welcome to 10 Minutes of Daily Prayer with Diane Lenning. This is your host, Diane Lenning, coming to you live from the United States of America, wanting to bring the whole world together in daily prayer. Now, I'm going to try to call in every day, but I probably won't be able to call in every day at 8 o'clock. However, I will try. And like tonight, I couldn't get in at 8 o'clock, so I'm calling it at 9. So listening to the archived prayer may be a plan for you, especially if you live in another part of the world. Otherwise, you can watch for when I'm on the air on my Facebook page. Just look for Diane Lenning, L-E-N-N-I-N-G, on my Facebook page, and I will have it posted that I am on live on the air. We are going to pray tonight and dedicate our time for praying about Egypt tonight. Egypt is a wonderful historic country that has had a leadership role throughout history, and they continue to have a leadership role today. And thus is probably the reason that Christians there in Egypt are being attacked so severe, and we know they need us to stand with them, and we do stand with you, our Christian friends in Egypt, and we're going to pray for you in a minute. And we do know that we want all the Christians around the world to come together to pray for and help one another. For one thing, the Lord is preparing His bride, and all of the church all around the world is a part of the bride, and we want to be ready. So let's bow our heads and let's pray together for Egypt. And I'll include others too after that. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for our Christian friends around the world and this opportunity to pray together, to uphold each other in prayer, stand with each other, and support one another. We pray for our Egyptian Christian family. Lord, no matter what their religion, if they have received you as their Savior, they are a Christian. And they're our brother and sister in Christ. And we pray, Lord, that you would protect and preserve them and plant angels round about them. Build a protective hedge around them and keep it maintained, Lord. Lord, we pray for those who are being persecuted, that the enemy would be deceived into not harming our Christian friends. Lord, let the enemy be wooed unto you by your Spirit, by the testimony of the witnesses of the Egyptian Christian family. Lord, we pray that you'd give them strength and wisdom. I know last month I felt a directive from you, Lord, to let the people of Egypt know that God wants you and the country of Israel to be leaders in the Mideast in these days, and that fasting and prayer will give you the direction from God to know how to do that. And we are believing in that right now and trusting that you are all fasting and praying for the direction from God, for you to hear from God directly. We know there's been a move in Egypt, a move of the Spirit, and we pray that you would continue that move of the Spirit in Egypt and spread it from there throughout the Eastern Hemisphere, Lord, so that all of Africa, Europe, and Asia may hear the testimonies of these wonderful Christians to come to know the Lord as their own personal Savior. Lord, we pray that you would anoint those that you have chosen to speak the word of the testimony of being a Christian, and help each one to have wisdom, to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves, as the Scripture says, to know to do and accomplish your will, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you would bring the Christians together around the world. We know we have Christians in every country who love and serve you, Lord Jesus. And we pray for their protection, for their anointing, and that you would lead, guide, and direct them, Lord, to do your will for your purposes and the furtherance of your kingdom. We pray for our friend John from Pakistan, who's going to Thailand this week to meet with our friend and to minister to those there in Thailand. We pray, Lord, for anointing of the ministers, Lord, as you lead, guide, and direct them to share the word of God. And we pray that you would prepare the hearts of those they will meet, that their hearts will be softened, and that they will be wooed unto you by your Spirit, ready and receptive to meet and know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And Lord, we pray for Muslims around the world who we know and understand are misguided by an evil spirit that is deceptively presenting himself to Muslims as the God, Allah. But we know that the true God is not a God that has his followers kill others just because their religious belief is different. We know the true God. The true God loves everyone and wants his followers to love one another. As it says in John and many passages throughout the New Testament, the true God is a loving God who wants us all to love one another. And we pray, Lord, that the love of God would spread around the world through your Spirit and by your Spirit and through your vessels, Lord, who have received you and accepted you as their own personal Savior by simply asking for forgiveness according to the verse John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We pray for those right now who want to come to know the Lord, that they would receive forgiveness for their sins and salvation, eternal salvation, so that they can truly enter the kingdom of heaven as a child of God and a part of God's family. We thank you so much, Lord, for this opportunity to share. We love you and praise you, Lord. And we're just going to glorify you all together for the last couple of minutes with the song, We Will Glorify the Lord, of course, and Twyla Paris sings, We Will Glorify. And then I'll come back and say goodnight of our 10 minutes of daily prayer. Let's listen together.
Lord Jehovah.
We praise the Lord that Netanyahu has taken up the mantle of God and is leading in the Mideast and gathering together the leaders of Saudi Arabia, France, and Egypt, and forming an alliance of peace and protection from those who might wish to harm them. And of course, we pray for all people on both sides of the issue. We know that God loves all of us and wants all of us to be saved, but God also expects us to do what we need to do to protect ourselves and our families, and in the meantime, to pray for everyone, including our enemies, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, for that again tonight. Now, my friends, this is the daily prayer for tonight. Please join me again tomorrow night, usually at 8 o'clock, sometimes at 9, depending on if the system lets me in. But you can see when I'm on. I post on Facebook when I'm live, so that will be a good place. Or you can find me archived at blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. I'm so glad to have been with you tonight, or today, as it may be for some of you. And remember, God loves you, and so do I. Take care. God bless. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.